We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children,
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
We've got a big group here today. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Do you know how much God loves you? Do you know?
Yes.
Well, how much do you think?
A whole bunch.
More than you can imagine.
3 billion times.
Infinity.
More than anything?
More than anything.
God loves me.
God loves me.
In the morning.
In the morning.
And God loves me.
God loves me.
In the afternoon.
Whoever believes in me shall not perish. They will not die.
They will have everlasting life.
That means they will live forever in heaven.
Jesus has prepared a heavenly home for all who believe in him.
That's right. And what do you think heaven will be like? Catherine, what do you think?
Everything will be perfect.
Okay. Gwynnie, how about you? What do you think heaven's going to be like?
Like gold streets, gold everything.
Yeah. Morgan.
We'll see angels.
Angels for sure, yeah. You think you'll be playing sports in heaven?
Yeah.
You think you'll hit lots of home runs?
Probably.
Every time up from bat, I bet you'll hit a home run, you think? Yeah? What else do you think we'll be doing in heaven? Yeah.
I think heaven will be everything, like, way more than we could even imagine.
I think you're right. But don't you think it's kind of fun to just think about it? sometimes? Have you ever just sat lying on your back looking up to the heavens and just thought about what's up there that we're going to see one day? Miss Karen thinks that I'm going to be able to play the guitar like Mr. John Grant when I get to heaven. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Mm-hmm. He plays the guitar on all of our songs, and he always sounds so good. Miss Karen kind of strums, but I'd like to be able to play all those fancy licks, those fancy parts that he plays. So what else do you think?
Every time we play soccer, we score a goal.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have a huge feast.
A huge feast, and we won't gain any weight.
Nope.
Right? Okay, Alexa?
I think in heaven there'll be like a giant family reunion because you'll have everyone that has died in your family.
Yeah.
And will be there.
Yeah, that'll be great, won't it, when we get to meet all of our ancestors. Yeah. How about you, Gwynnie? What do you think?
Heaven. I think like my nanny and Pop will be waiting for me in heaven.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That's going to be a nice reunion, won't it? And who else is waiting for us in heaven?
Jesus.
That's right. You know, when God created the earth, he visited Adam and Eve in the garden, and he took care of all of their needs. It was like heaven right here on earth. But then what happened?
They sinned.
That's right. But can we still talk to God today?
Yes.
Yeah.
We can pray to him and worship him.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't walk with him like Adam walked with him in the garden.
And God wants us all to be with him again. He doesn't want any one of us to perish. So he sent his son Jesus to give us everlasting life.
And we eagerly await a Savior.
His name is Jesus.
Everything is under his control.
When we get to heaven, we will be like Jesus.
He will transform or change our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. We believe in Jesus.
He gives us new life.
Says that our names are written in heaven.
The Bible also says our citizenship is in heaven.
Our heavenly home will be amazing.
We won't have any worries.
We won't have any sickness.
Or problems.
We won't ever cry.
We will spend our time worshiping God.
What a wonderful place Jesus has prepared for us. And every day we live here on earth, we can think about all that is waiting for us.
God has promised us eternal life.
There is nothing here on earth that can compare to our heavenly treasures waiting for us.
So don't worry about earthly treasures where moth and rust destroy.
But store up for yourself heavenly treasures where moth and rust do not destroy.
What do you love? What do you treasure? What do you love? Have you ever thought of?
What do you love? What do you treasure?
last forevermore.
Things get broken, things get old, lost or stolen one day.
But that won't happen with treasures from God.
You can't take them away. What do you love? What do you treasure? What do you love? Have you ever thought about it? What do you love? What do you treasure? For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
When John received a revelation from heaven, he saw angels singing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb,
exclaiming, "Great and marvelous are your deeds.
You alone are holy.
All nations will come and worship before you."
A great multitude in the heavens shouted,
"Hallelujah!
Salvation and glory belong to our God."
When we all get to heaven, we will spend our time worshiping Jesus. What do you think that will be like, Morgan?
Beautiful, because we never seen Jesus before.
Yeah, that'll be good. So we'll all be singing and worshiping. What kind of worship do you think we'll do? You think we'll sing Karen and Kids songs?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Like for the daycares and stuff.
Okay. Maybe. What else do you think we'll be singing? You think our voices will sound perfect and beautiful?
Yeah.
Like I think every one of us. What kind of instruments do you think we'll hear?
Trumpets, a flute.
A harp.
I always picture the angels playing harps. That is the most beautiful heavenly music to me. I agree with you. How about you, Sam?
Drums.
Cymbals crashing. And we're not going to get tired of singing. You know, here sometimes on earth, we'll get tired of singing. We have other things to do. But in heaven, we'll just want to sing all the time. We'll want to sing and praise the Lord all the time. Won't that be nice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll be in for a wonderful surprise when we get to heaven, won't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And it will be more amazing than we can ever imagine. Let's go before the Lord now and thank Him for our heavenly home.
Dear Jesus, thank you so much for preparing a heavenly home for us. You died on the cross to forgive our sins and the sins of the world.
All who believe in you are forgiven and made acceptable to God.
And we will all live with you in heaven.
We know that you will be there waiting for us with open arms.
We thank you, Jesus.
In your holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us,
here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522. Here's our mailing address, Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
And here's our website, www.karenandkids.com.
Kids, we would love to send you some Karen and Kids goodies, a bookmark and a CD of some of our programs. Just call or write to us and give us your name and address. And remember,
Jesus has prepared a beautiful home for us in heaven.
Tell others about Jesus and His love for them,
so that they can live there too.
See you next time!
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.